This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Today we're talking to Professor Garth Nicholson. Dr. Nicholson is a researcher and also a professor of internal medicine, and has done a lot of research on the subject of the mitochondria, how it plays a major role in many degenerative disorders, Alzheimer's, cancer, chronic fatigue syndrome, cardiovascular diseases, aging itself. But also, he's come up with some ingenious strategies to repair the mitochondria with a major impact on a variety of really challenging health conditions. So, you know, picking up from our theme in part one, Professor Nicholson, you have some research underway, I understand, on fibromyalgia. Can you tell us about that?
We have two trials that are underway. One trial has just been completed, and the data has been sent off for statistical analysis at Cornell University, and the other one is still ongoing. Both of these studies involve fibromyalgia patients. So fibromyalgia patients are similar to chronic fatigue patients, that they do suffer problems of fatigue and so on, but they also have this other aspect, this widespread chronic pain issue that is really debilitating for these patients. And so in our studies, we found that fibromyalgia patients were helped by membrane lipid replacement. They had showed reductions in pain, reductions in fatigue, and reductions in GI symptoms, as well as other problems that they have with the neurologic signs and symptoms. And so we were very, very interested in formalizing this in clinical trials. And I mentioned that we've just completed one clinical trial, and we have another one ongoing, which is a NIH-approved placebo-controlled double-blind crossover study involving patients with fibromyalgia to look at their signs and symptoms. First part of the trial, unknown to them, they're either given a placebo or they're given the membrane lipid replacement, the NT factor lipids. And in the second part of the trial, they're switched over to either placebo or lipids, depending upon what they were in the first arm of the trial. And then we're studying their signs and symptoms. In this case, we're looking at pain, fatigue, gastrointestinal symptoms, quality of life measurements, and so on during the trial. So the trial lasts about 45 days, and half of the trial they're on placebo, and the other half they're actually on the lipid replacement product, the NT factor lipid. So we're in the process of doing that trial, but in the meantime we had what's called an open label study where we don't have the placebo control arm of the trial. They're just participants are just given the NT factor lipids, and we just assess during a period of time how well they do on these in terms of their signs and symptoms. So that trial was very successful, and I mentioned we're having it statistically analyzed, but I'm sure from my experience that this is going to be a very significant trial, and patients that were in that trial will show reductions in pain, fatigue, and gastrointestinal symptoms, as well as improvement in their quality of life parameters. So I think this is going to be really important for patients that have these problems with pain and fatigue and other symptoms. And so I'm really excited about the results.
Yeah, you know, when I full disclosure here, I read commercial copy for NT Factor and for the product Healthy Aging, and the copy says that clinical studies show that NT Factor increases your energy levels by 40% or more. So can you tell us about those clinical studies? I mean, how do you ascertain that energy is increased 40% or more?
Well, the various instruments that have been validated and used clinically starting with cancer patients, for example, which show fatigue, to actually determine states of fatigue in patients and look at the changes in those states of fatigue when they're given a certain supplement or medication to improve their fatigue. And so we've used these validated instruments in patients to actually study whether the NT factor lipids in products like healthy aging or patented energy actually improve in terms of reducing fatigue and also improve the quality of life in these patients, making them more able to face everyday problems that they go through in terms of their everyday lives. And so those are things that we've done, and we've done various clinical trials over the years. And along in parallel with that, in some of these trials, we've actually looked at mitochondrial function. And we've been able to show that as patients' fatigue levels go down, their mitochondrial function goes up. And so those were important to prove that mitochondrial function was behind some of their fatigue and other signs and symptoms, but also that these lipid products could result in their improvement. And so those are studies that we published in chronic fatigue syndrome patients and patients suffering from fatigue in general, although not necessarily diagnosed with chronic fatigue, in Gulf War illness patients that have fatigue as a major problem, and other conditions as well that have fatigue as a major symptom. So those are things that we've done in the past, and now we've recently been concentrating on fibromyalgia because I'm so interested in how pain can be reduced with these products as well.
So one of the criticisms of studies from time to time is that in a study you may use unrealistic amounts of an active substance. So, you know, for example, you might give such high doses of an expensive ingredient that when translated to a commercial supplement, people aren't really attaining those levels. Are you seeing those kinds of results when people take levels of NT factor that's comparable to what you get in, you know, a couple of capsules of healthy aging daily?
Well, what we've done is, depending upon what we're studying, we've had to increase the dose a bit, and certainly over two tablets of healthy aging, we've had to increase the dose levels of the NT factor lipids to, for example, get reductions in pain. Mm-hmm. But in terms of reductions in fatigue, we can see those with the normal daily dose. It turns out, as I mentioned before, when we think of this conveyor belt system, that if we increase the dose, we're probably going to get a better result up to a certain level. And this is exactly what we found. And so increasing the dose does improve the reductions in symptoms up to a certain level. And it also reduces the amount of time involved in this process. So we know that it takes time, for example, to replace the lipids in the mitochondria. They have to be sent into the various membranes and so on. And by the time they get to the mitochondria, this can take a while. And so at lower doses, it just takes longer for this process to occur. But we found that if we increase the dose, it occurs faster and we get a better effect. So we have found that increasing the dose in this case to certain levels does improve the outcome.
And I'm looking at the ingredients in healthy aging, and healthy aging, of course, contains NT factor, but it also has some companion nutrients, B vitamins, as well as what's called a mitochondrial fuel blend, which is includes alpha-ketoglutaric acid, carnipure, L-carnitine, creatine pyruvate. So are there other cofactors that you advocate when you're getting patients to undergo mitochondrial repair?
We do advocate use of those cofactors. One of the papers I sent you was some recent papers on mitochondrial function in general. And, of course, we've concentrated on repair of the inner mitochondrial membrane phospholipids, but there are other aspects of mitochondria that are important, like the transport of materials into mitochondria, for example, some of the cofactors like CoQ10 that are involved in mitochondrial function. So we have to maintain these as well. We can't ignore them. Just concentrate on the lipids alone. So getting a balanced mix of these products turns out to be very important But we feel that the NT factor lipids are really an essential ingredient. And if you leave those out, you really won't get the desired effect.
How important are antioxidants? Because I've read some studies that suggest that the mitochondria, of course, very vulnerable to free radicals, and that repair can be supported by antioxidant supplementation.
Well, the antioxidants are important to help reduce the amount of damage. But then once you've reduced the amount of damage, you still have to replace the damaged components that are there. And that's where the membrane lipid replacement helps, because it actually replaces those damaged lipids. So, preventing the damage with antioxidants is good. And actually, if you put in phospholipids, they act as an antioxidant themselves, because they soak up the free radical oxidants in our system. So that's one of the ways that we can help in this whole problem, is by giving the excess amounts of the glycerol phospholipids in a form that they can actually act as an antioxidant as well.
And does fish oil play a role, the omega-3s, some EPA and DHA in membrane repair and support?
Yes, I think they're very useful. One of the things that we found, though, with many of the fish oil, particularly the commercial fish oils, is that they're partially damaged already, in storage and also during their ingestion, because one of the little tricks that we've used in the ingestion of our NT factor lipids is we put a plant product in there that actually protects the lipids from being damaged, not only during their storage, which you can do with antioxidants, but during their ingestion, which is very important, because in the stomach, the upper intestines, these lipids are exposed to acids, for example, and other products which damage them. And if they have these little inulin molecules, as they're called, that protect the lipids, if they're present, these lipids can be taken in intact forms and undamaged forms, and that's very important.
In one of the papers you sent me, you list other nutrients as potentially beneficial for mitochondrial repair. And, you know, we mentioned, of course, NT factor, the glycerol phospholipids, carnitine, alpha-lipoic acid, coenzyme Q10 we mentioned, but also NADH. And I've been interested lately in something called nicotinamide riboside. Do you think it may be parcel of this repair protocol?
Well, it is, although it doesn't really directly repair mitochondrial damage. The NADPH is reduced when mitochondrial function goes down, so it actually it supplements the amounts that are made by the mitochondria themselves. And so, in that regard, it's important to consider this as an important supplement for mitochondria.
And another one, which is a little bit esoteric, it's called PQQ. See if I get the pronunciation right. It's pyroloquinolone, better known as PQQ, and that's available as a supplement as well. It's, some people advocate that. Do you find that helpful as well?
I haven't studied that directly, but the supplements like this to actually increase mitochondrial number can be important. But one of the things that we've found is that even if you were able to increase the mitochondrial number, if you haven't repaired the damage in the mitochondria, then the newer mitochondria just get damaged themselves as well as the existing mitochondria. So you really have to do something about that. And so we do feel quite strongly that the membrane lipid replacement has to be there. Even if you can get mitochondria to increase in number, you still have to take care of the damage that's being done to them.
So say, I mean, I know the situations vary and people's conditions vary, but say a person who's undergone chemotherapy, for example, or a patient with fibromyalgia undertakes treatment with lipid replacement therapy, taking NT factor or comparable product that delivers the glycerol phospholipids, what's the time course for recovery? I mean, some people, unfortunately, are looking for a quick fix, instantaneous energy boost. Is that the way this works, or is it like something like 3, 6, 12 months?
Well, what we found when we initially started our studies is it required a certain amount of time to replace the lipids in the mitochondria to get the effects that we were looking for in terms of fatigue reduction, for example. But recently we found that if we increase the dose, we can actually get this to occur more rapidly. And again, it's like a conveyor belt system that I've mentioned, this mass flow system. By increasing the dose, you can actually get this to occur at a faster rate. And that's one of the things that we've more recently. So we've actually increased our dosage of the membrane lipid replacement, the glycerol phospholipids, to speed up this whole process and get a faster result than what we were getting a few years ago. And so it seems to be working.
Practically speaking, you know, what are we talking about? You know, the package insert says take one twice daily. Can people go higher, or is there a potential downside?
There's no potential downside. The interesting thing about these, since they're molecules that are naturally in our system already, you can essentially go as high as you want in terms of dose without any toxicity. And in fact, there have been so-called toxicity studies that have been done on glycerol phospholipids, and they can't reach a toxic zone. That's because these are molecules that are already present in our system. We're adding in some foreign substance. And so there's apparently no toxic level that is known, at least, in the medical and scientific literature. So we've upped our levels to a few grams per day. For example, in people that have fibromyalgia syndrome, we're recommending 4 grams per day of the glycerol phospholipids alone.
What does that translate to in terms of the product, NT factor?
Well, it depends on the different products, because different products have different levels of the NT factor lipids. So you have to just look at that supplement alone, the NT factor lipids, and make sure that you're getting, if you want this rapid result, that if you have a really debilitating disease like fibromyalgia syndrome, you have to make sure that you're getting 4 grams of the NT factor lipids per day. And so sometimes just supplementing with the pure NT factor lipids alone is important. So in one of the studies that we did, people were getting 2 different products that contained the NT factor and the NT factor lipids. But we just more or less supplemented with one of the products to increase the amount of the NT factor lipids specifically that they were taking in. Mm-hmm. So it turns out they didn't need any more of the other, for example, mitochondrial supplements,
right. But
they needed higher doses of the NT factor lipids to get a more rapid result. And also for chemical removal, we found that the higher doses are really essential.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the product insert for healthy aging with NT factor, and it says 2 capsules deliver 1,300 milligrams of NT factor. So do the math there to get, you were saying 6 grams is what you're shooting for?
Well, that's an unusual situation. That's for somebody that was chemically contaminated.
Right.
So most of our current studies, for example, in chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia syndrome and fatiguing illnesses, we recommend 4 grams.
Mm-hmm. So to 1,300, let's do the math. That would be what, like about 5 capsules approximately, if I'm doing the math correctly.
So if that's, if that's the situation, then that's generally what we recommend.
No, I'm doing the math wrong. I think I'm doing, we're talking like 2 capsules is 1,300. So,
yeah.
4 capsules would be 2,600. So 5 capsules would be 3,900. Well, that would be getting up to your 4 grams, like 5 capsules.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Right.
Basic arithmetic here.
Which, yeah, exactly.
My ability to
and
do
it may be,
without
you
a
know,
calculator
may
is faltering.
More than you actually need in some of the other supplements in those, but to get the NT factor lipids, that's what we're talking about. And that's not an unusual dose, by the way, because we've had patients even a few years ago that we upped the level of dosing of healthy aging, for example. So that's not an unusual situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. So our call to action is you can find out more about this. Where?
Well, they can go to ntfactor.com to find out some general information about the NT factor and NT factor lipids. Our website contains all of the original publications on it, and that's at the Institute for Molecular Medicine. And that website is www.immed.org. It's like immediate.org.
Mm-hmm. And, I'm at the website right now, ntfactor.com, with my iPad in front of me. And, you know, there's some very interesting clinical trials there, reducing the effects of chemotherapy, and fatigue reduction in chemotherapy. And, you know, actually, you know, true story, you know, initially, I found out about NT Factor, and I thought, well, you know, there's a million things out there, and it's making these claims. And, you know, the science actually sounds plausible, but I got to try this stuff out, because you know, where the rubber meets the road, sometimes the science doesn't translate to reality. So I tried it on, I got some samples. They were generous enough to provide me with some samples, the folks at Nutritional Therapeutics. I tried them on one of the most fatigued patients I had in my practice, a patient who had just undergone chemo for lung cancer, and he was just exhausted and debilitated. And I think I gave him a pretty standard dose. I might have told him to take 4. It might have been 2. And he came back a couple of weeks later, and he was literally transformed. And he was with his family. His family were laughing and chuckling, and they're saying, Dad's had so much energy that he started working on building a new deck. You know, he's an amateur carpenter. And I said, whoa, that really got my attention. And the rest is history. I've personally been taking this stuff for maintenance. You know, I don't have any very heavy duty health problems, but I take 1 twice daily for maintenance because I think it has, at that level, it probably has anti-aging properties. So that's been my exposure to this.
What I recommend for anti-aging is 2 grams per day of the glycerol phospholipid. Mm-hmm. So you can translate that into what you're taking. So it may be that you need to take 3 instead of 2. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it really doesn't matter so much as long as people get a minimal amount in. It just takes longer to get the desired effect as long as they stay on it. So the important thing with something like the NT Factor lipid products, like Healthy Aging or Patented Energy or any of these products that they can find, either from your site or from going on to the ntfactor.com site, is that they need to take this and continue to take it. So we're talking about a natural process of replacement of damaged lipids. So if you stop taking them, then those lipids will continue to be damaged. And that doesn't really help. That means, you know, the newfound energy that you have will begin to slowly deteriorate. So you need to stay on it. So I plan to be on this for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but yeah. I'm planning to take this until I die, because I think it's really important to maintain not only your energy levels and so on, but people don't realize how energy is tied into a neurologic function. So things like short-term memory, cognitive abilities, and various other things that are mental, in our mental state, require a lot of energy. And so I think this is going to be the next area that we look at in much detail. We do know that this improves things like cognitive and short-term memory loss and things like that, but we really haven't done any detailed studies in that area, and that's one of the areas that I'm interested in.
Well, the two most energy-avid parts of the body are the heart and the brain, and pretty quickly, when you have depleted mitochondrial function, you're going to experience problems with those two organs, and the brain, very, very sensitive to decreases in optimal mitochondrial performance. And, you know, it translates to subjective experience, loss of memory, loss of focus, brain fog, mood issues, and pain, in fact. So, look, congratulations on a really fascinating line of research. And for, you know, and I have to say, for some supplements, you know, there's some folkloric basis. They say, well, you know, the Tahitian natives use this for centuries, and look how, you know, they have, they're bright-eyed, and they have great-looking skin and teeth. And, you know, fine, that's anecdotal, but you've really done the science with a great deal of precision to document the efficacy of lipid replacement therapy. So congratulations, and keep us apprised of any new developments, because the research is ongoing, and I'm sure you'll have new stuff to share with us in the future.
Well, we do. And our recent studies, for example, on sperm,
fertility.
Show that this increases motility, increases viability, and so that's an area that we're going into right now, fertility and other things, other subjects. So that's we've got some new areas that we've just gotten involved in.
And by the way, big problem, because I just read a paper, you know, the declining, something to the effect of declining male sexuality, both in terms of just energy and, you know, sexual performance, but not just that, just the viability of sperm has decreased worldwide. It's an alarming trend. And what's up with that? Well, it probably has to do with diet, environmental pollution, and anything we can do to support fertility, because so many couples are having problems these days.
Well, invite me back and we'll discuss it, because we have some really interesting studies on that. We have a paper that will just be coming out in the next month on this very issue.
Oh, great. Well, ping me with the paper, and then we'll drop you into the schedule, you know, perhaps this summer or early fall. Very much like to hear about it. Thank you so much for joining us, Professor Garth Nicholson. Once again, your website is
www.immed.org, immediate.org.
Okay. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for your time. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Tending to your cardiovascular health requires much more than simply lowering your cholesterol. Maintaining heart health requires a combination of diet and lifestyle choices, along with a smart regimen of supplementation. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Heart Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to reduce your heart risk. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for details. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.